Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Dorkside Toys. At DorksideToys.com, you can get the latest Marvel toys, as well as Star Wars, G.I. Joe, The Walking Dead, and more. Run by toy fans, you can be assured your order will be given great attention and packed with care. Sign up to their social channels now for stock alerts, reviews, and toy and movie news. DorksideToys.com. You'd be a dork not to shop there. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 121 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I think this one's Marv ill-icious, as you are both ill. This is Arnie.
And this is the still sick Justin.
I just want to start the show by commending my two co-hosts who have such a the show must go on attitude that I am the one who was like, guys, we really could skip a week here, but Comic-Con is coming. Everybody knows there's just so much going on right now.
You said it. There's no rest for the wicked. There's so much news hitting right now that I just don't think we could skip a week.
And there's so much Guardian stuff hitting that, like, my mind is spinning because I'm so excited for this movie.
I think you've seen it now, right?
I might have. Yeah, if I piece together all the trailers, the UK trailer, the US trailer, the US extended trailer, and then we saw 17 minutes of footage at an IMAX theater, I think I'm good.
Well, not good.
I still want to see it.
There you go.
Yeah, Chris Pratt. He's looking good.
Well, speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy in...
The Spectacular Store Report.
The Guardians hit stores hard, very hard. And, I mean, there's legends everywhere. I was even able to find a spare Nova. And after our review last time, I got one with better shoulders. I still don't have perfect shoulder paint, but better. The tiny toys are out, the Titans are out, the masks are out.
And I gotta tell you, it's just, maybe it's my level of hype, but I've been buying stuff that I normally wouldn't buy. Like, I've bought a few of those little minifigures. I'm looking at Star-Lord's blaster, that Nerf gun they have. I about bought that the other day.
Well, I think that the reason you may be buying things you normally don't, Justin, is because it's a brand new franchise for us. You know, it's, we've not had a Guardians movie. These characters have not appeared on the big screen before other than in, like, stingers in the credits, so it's kind of exciting when it's not, you know, the 87th Iron Man.
Very true.
It's different and new and fun. It's kind of like a new boyfriend or girlfriend. Plus, the trailers look awesome.
Things are getting weird when I'm the conservative one on the podcast. When I'm like, guys, maybe we should see the movie. And Marjorie's like, I need the $20 rocket firing raccoon. And I'm like, you know that's going to be at TJ Maxx and Marshall's, right? For like $7.
Yeah, what's happened?
But do you have the new plushie? I saw a plushie rocket raccoon at Toys R Us the other day.
We have discussed this, and Arnie said, can you look at this? This looks terrible. I'm like, yeah, I want it.
It's a Toys R Us exclusive. I mean, we have the New York Comic Con Rocket Raccoon from last October. That thing is heads and tails above this Toys R Us pillow, but Marjorie is hyped, and I can't complain about letting her buy a pillow if she wants a Rocket Raccoon pillow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Wait, let's talk about what you buy?
Yeah, well, we do just about every week on some show or another.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I've only seen these at Target and Toys R Us so far. Walmart, still nothing going on over there. But yeah, Target doesn't seem to have an area for them yet. I feel like they're just kind of squeezing them in there at the end of the aisle by the Captain America stuff for now. But it'd be interesting to see what that aisle becomes with all three of these properties sitting out there.
I'm still a little nervous. I mean, I think Guardians looks good. I was a little bit worried about it going in. Now I've shifted that fear onto Ant-Man with Edgar Wright gone. I think this movie is going to be good, but I don't know that it's going to have Iron Man mass toy appeal. You ask what it's going to become, Justin. I feel like Kreskin from the old Johnny Carson show, but the clearance aisle.
I don't know. The vibe I'm getting when I'm in the toy aisles is people are excited about it. You know, I've been at a few stores as they're bringing the stuff out, and the guy's putting out like, ooh, this is cool. Check out this Rocket Raccoon that you can pull the trigger and it shoots his gun. And the general vibe for the general public is, I think they're kind of geeked up about this movie.
Yeah, we went to Target's looking for the Legends a while ago, and in talking to the Target employees, they were kind of excited for the movie too, and I was surprised that they knew about it.
And they said a lot of people had been asking about the toys, so apparently there is a mass out there. Kudos to Marvel. I mean, they've pulled it off. They could take the most obscure property and turn it into something that has hype. Does it have legs? We'll find out.
Well, if you recall, I was skeptical. I'm like, no one's going to want to watch a movie about a tree. I want to watch a movie about a tree.
So much hype that they're already talking rumors of a follow-up movie already.
Of course, they're going to wait and see what it does. They always talk about a follow-up movie to get people hype because they feel like they'll have to see the first one if the second one's coming. But the real follow-up movie to Guardians of the Galaxy 2, from everything I'm reading, is called Avengers 3, and that's pretty badass, too. I mean, I'm getting really hyped for Avengers 2. Guardians, yeah, it's going to hold me over, but the more they show of Avengers 2 online, the more hyped I get.
Uh-oh. It's too early to get hyped. Hold that hype.
I'll wait till we're 30 days away from the movie like you two. And then I'll just go nuts and buy everything.
Or at least let's get past the opening of Guardians, and then we can start getting hyped.
I can't believe you bought the little toys, though, Justin. I thought that was only me. I thought I was taking one for the team here buying the micro machines.
Well, I haven't bought all of them, but there's a few packs that I was like, hey, $6, I'll give you $6 for these little things. And we'll review them on a later show. But, you know, kind of like we said before, they are what you pay for. Maybe slightly less than what you pay for, like you said, Ernie.
And as for action figures in stores, there's quite a bit hitting. If you have been looking for that wave one of Spider-Man Legends, remember, I gotta call it out. We called this. We said that the first wave of Spider-Man Legends might be the hard ones to find, and it turns out they are. Carnage and Black Cat are some of the hardest to find Legends. They are shipping again and showing up at Targets coast to coast. So if you have missed out on Black Cat and Carnage, hit a Target. And also, Marvel Infinite Series. We went to a horror convention, of all things, a couple weeks ago. We bought some Marvel art because that's what we do. It was done by a guy with a tattoo gun. It was not a print. It was not a lithograph. This guy tattooed a, like, 24 by 24 canvas.
Wow.
It's a really cool, like, stippling effect on it. I liked it.
But they also had, out on the horror con floor, Marvel Infinite Series Wave 3, which I had not seen before.
Yeah, I've yet to see those in person, and I'm pretty excited about that wave. That, to me, is the best wave since the series started. I know I'm only three in, but it's front-to-back fun.
It was all I could do to not go ahead and just pick up some of those figures, especially Valkyrie. I'm like, oh my god, new figures! But I was able to hold off because I did get shipping notice. They are on their way to me from Dorkside Toys, our sponsor. So I can't wait to get those. I have gotten out my Wave 2, and we will review those on a later, healthier show. But really, most of the news has been online with
Sales to Astonish.
And speaking of Dorkside Toys, I hope you follow us on Facebook and Twitter because I was posting like a maniac. It's over now, but they had their summer sizzler sale. I loaded up. I got Funko Fabrications. I got that Deadpool, Justin. You know the fabrications I'm talking about from Funko?
Yeah, the South Park looking ones.
Yeah, they had the Deadpool down to $14.99 on sale. Normally $19.99.
Nice.
I also picked up the Yoda for that price.
Yeah, that's what's dangerous about these sales is you start looking at other properties that you might not normally collect and start buying stuff. Like, there's a couple G.I. Joe things in there that I almost pulled the trigger on, but then I was like, I don't collect G.I. Joe. I don't need a purple Dragon Sky.
And they also had the Marvel Infinite Series Wave 1, the full wave, for $50. That includes Wasp, Hulk, Hyperion, Death's Head, and then the Iron Man and Cap repacks. So, six figures for $50. That is cheaper than Target.
Yeah.
So tons of great stuff. And right now, they have so much in stock. You can pre-order the X-Men Marvel Legends with Magneto, Marvel Now Cyclops, Strife, Storm. And also, a great place to go for loose figures, Build-A-Figures, Guardians of the Galaxy Legends, as well as so many other lines. Like you say, I get down that rabbit hole and they have cheap shipping too. And so when I get something in my cart, all of a sudden I'm like, oh wow, I needed my Avengers Wave 3, but do I also happen to need a Planet of the Apes cord dangler? Because I am reviewing Planet of the Apes over at NowPlayingPodcast.com. I might need Cornelius hanging from my headphones.
No, you don't.
They also have the Funko Wampa 6-inch pop vinyl for $15.99. And I want to really give Dorkside a shout out. I've been shopping there a lot. Most of my packages get to me within 2 to 3 days of when I've ordered it. I can't believe how fast their turnaround is on shipments. So they're great guys. We appreciate them supporting us, and we hope our listeners will support them. Check them out. They have some of the greatest prices, and my Wave 2 Infinite Series, they're slippery suckers, but they came really nicely bubble wrapped and everything, and my Wave 3 has shipped from them. I can't wait to get those in hand. And you can order Wave 3 right now, all 6 figures, for $59.99. That's Ant-Man, Ares, Deathlok, Cyclops, Valkyrie, and Omega Red. Like Justin said, best wave of the year.
Yeah.
So far.
I'm geeked up to get those.
And we will be reviewing those on a later show. And thank you once more to Dorkside Toys. So, it's very interesting to me how Disney bought Lucasfilm a year and a half or so ago, and doing Marvelicious Toys, I've seen a lot of the Marvel figure lines start to branch out into Star Wars. But this week, it seems like the reverse is true. This is a river that flows both directions, because two staples of Star Wars collecting have now come to the Marvel Universe. The first is Her Universe, which is a female apparel store started by Ashley Eckstein, who played Ahsoka Tano on the Clone Wars cartoon series.
Yeah, they have some different stuff. I bought a few of the Star Wars things, and they're okay. They're not bad. I mean, there are other girl shirts available. It depends on what you like. These are more artistic, and they get a lot of artists to do exclusive designs for them and everything. They did branch out into Marvel and release a Marvel line the last few weeks, but let me give you a big hint, ladies. Don't buy them at Her Universe. If you buy them at ThinkGeek, they're actually a couple dollars cheaper, like $5 or more cheaper.
Do they have all of the designs?
They don't have all of them, but like right now at ThinkGeek, you can buy the Captain America 41 jersey and the Hydra Takeover Glow tank.
See, that's kind of cool. I was looking at that one.
I'm debating on that one, actually. Their tanks are usually kind of weirdly cut. I've bought a few of them, and they're just kind of oddly shaped for me, I guess. But that one looks kind of cool. I kind of like the Captain America cardigan. I wish it didn't have the shield on the back and it just had like the little A on the front instead, because I think it'd be really a lot more subtle then.
Yeah, these designs kind of run the gambit from, you know, subtle and cool to over the top. Like, I'm looking at a dress she has here that has a Captain America belt and collar going on up top. That's just, I think, a little too much.
I think it'd be great if you were 8.
It's almost like what the backup Star Spangled Girls wore when he was on his USO tour.
Yeah.
But not as cute.
It's screen printed on there like underoos.
Yeah. And I really don't care for the hooded tank tops. For some reason, that just rubs me the wrong way. A tank top hoodie.
Because it just doesn't make sense.
Exactly. If I need a hoodie, I need my sleeves.
It's like closed-toe sandals. Like, yeah. What would the point be?
Exactly. So, there's some cool stuff in there. I'm kind of waiting to see if they have some more stuff. Arnie kind of liked the Miss Marvel tank and the Rogue tank, which, you know, maybe if I could see those in person, I might pick up just to see how they're cut. My problem with them before is they're cut too big in the armpits. And so, you know, your boobs hang out then.
Nothing wrong with a little side boob.
Yeah, I bet that she'll have a lot of this stuff available at San Diego Comic-Con, and that is the one thing. She does a lot of major conventions, C2E2, New York Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con. If you can get to one of those, I mean, I'm sure that there's a good return policy, but it would be worth the extra couple bucks to be able to see it in person and see how it's cut versus just having to go with pictures online.
And every single shirt they have is a different brand. So if you think you wear like a large in one of their shirts, you may wear an extra large in another, even a medium in another, because they're not consistent in the brand of shirt they use for each design.
Oh yeah, that's a bummer.
It is, because you think you wear one and like, oh crap, that one doesn't fit, or it's too big.
Now, I know on the Star Wars stuff, they do some jewelry type of things. Have they done anything like that for Marvel yet? Or are they just, this is their initial push with the Marvel license?
I think this is their initial push. It's nice that there's another place I could buy t-shirts, but I have learned on the Star Wars stuff, buy them at ThinkGeek because they're cheaper.
And I also kind of feel like Marvel shirts and apparel for girls isn't really that underserved.
I had no problem finding girl cut shirts and shirts I liked.
Well, it's just the cross-pollination of the Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel world all coming together.
Well, that also happened with Acme Archives, and I don't know how much you guys follow Acme Archives, but these things, I don't know if they just sold out in a utter blink or what happened, but these were online for about 3 days. But middle of last week, Acme Archives, which is a company that does very nice art prints, I learned about them through Star Wars. They do some very expensive giclées and lithographs and all of that. And I knew they'd done a couple of Marvel pieces, nothing that really grabbed my interest, but they were getting into a very collectible line of character keys. And this is something that they've been doing for Star Wars since 2004, I believe, with the Clone Wars line, maybe 2005.
I think it was 2005, because didn't the first one launch at a celebration?
Yeah, and I think I got that one. The Yoda. It was the Clone Wars Yoda, but then they branched out and did a lot more characters. Well, now they're doing them for Marvel. And what these are small, maybe 8x6 matted artworks that are multi-layer that have a iconic character pose and then a few little details and some information about the character on the side. So they're kind of like very large trading cards.
Yeah, I can see that.
And they go for around $35, give or take. These, again, they've been taken offline, so I don't know exactly what the prices were, but they launched 5 character keys. I thought they might do one for Comic-Con, because I knew they'd been doing some Disney stuff. I knew they did a couple Marvel things, and they usually have a Star Wars Comic-Con exclusive key. So when I heard they were doing an exclusive character key, I'm like, oh, if it's a Comic-Con thing, maybe. And then I see they did 5. It's the 4 major Avengers plus Spider-Man. It's like, wow, I can't believe that they're launching that hard into the character key realm.
Yeah, and with honestly, to my eye, with kind of a thud. I mean, this isn't really all that inspiring of artwork to be using for a character key.
Well, the Star Wars ones, when the original Tartakovsky Clone Wars was on, these were really great because they tied into that series and they fit. When that ended, they just kind of got weird and awkward. It's kind of like, you know, someone who stays too long at your house and you don't really want to kick them out. So you just kind of keep entertaining them out of habit and you don't want it to be weird and awkward. That's kind of how I felt. Arnie kept buying them and we're just kind of like, it felt like a chore after a while. It's like, when are these going to end?
And they're still going.
Yes.
And I agree, Justin. I think that because, first of all, the price had gone up considerably between 2005 and 2014. But second of all, I ended up with this huge stack, like seriously a deck of card, 52 or more character keys on Star Wars. It was great when I had a couple. Then it became like, wow, I have to frame all these and hang all these. So it really would have had to have been amazing art. I'm not saying they couldn't have gotten me into the character key line, but it would have had to just been, oh my God, I need that. And I'm looking at this Hulk. It is downright ugly. This is one of the worst drawn Hulks I have seen in a very long time.
Oh. I don't know. Would you like me to draw a Hulk and see? Because
this is the second worst drawn Hulk I hope.
It's poorly drawn and it's poorly Photoshop colored. I mean, it's just like blotches of darker green to approximate shadows. It doesn't look finished. It looks like somebody said, oh, well, it's 5 o'clock Friday. I'm going home. This will have to do.
You're right. Now that you pointed out the shadow, you're the graphic designer. You have the eye for it. I'm looking at this and I'm like, it is kind of like he's on the disco round and lights are hitting him from all around him. There is no source of light.
Yeah, it's just like you said, the graphic designer in me is not impressed with this initial offering. I mean, I like the idea of character keys. I almost wouldn't mind seeing this in a book form. You know, I don't need the fancy matting and all that stuff because I'm never going to frame them and put them on my wall. But a cool character key book to flip through might be something that would get me interested.
Well, what these have going for them is they are limited to, it looks like this initial run is going to be very limited to 250 pieces each. So that is going to make them collectible. And the one thing I really like that they've done is how the background is faded comic panels. Like behind Hulk, you get to see some of the recolored Hulk number one comic, and it's faded. So it's a nice background to it. It makes it a little busy, but it also keeps it active. But yeah, the main focus of these five characters made this a really easy pass. Now, I'm not saying if they did, say, a MODOK or Galactus, I might not break down and buy a character here or there, but these initial five, including, I mean, Spider-Man, Hulk, and Iron Man, three favorite characters there, wow, I have absolutely no desire for any of these.
But I think that the MODOK or Galactus have to really be stellar.
Yes, it would be a good character in a good way.
I mean, considering these are all comic book depictions of these characters, I can't imagine there's not better versions of each of these characters to draw from. Not one of these is drawing my eye, just even as a piece of art. The only one that doesn't really look bad is Spider-Man. The rest of them just look kind of thrown together, and not even all in the same style. There seems to be a three or four different styles going on here.
Yeah, I know that they're not reusing art. My understanding is that this is original art to the character keys, which I'll give them a little bit of credit for that versus just being very lazy and just grabbing a comic panel and printing it on a transparency. And I do like some of the detail. I'm not saying these are utter junk, but there's just not an impetus to buy. And take it from me, folks, if you're thinking about this and you have a little bit of the OCD that if you buy one, you got to get them all like Pokemon, this is a hard road to toe. And I don't want to be too negative, but one other thing I saw this week that I have absolutely no interest in. I got excited. I got an email from Big Bad Toy Store. There's a new Iron Man 2 1-to-1 scale replica. I'm like, oh, what is it? Is it a helmet? Is it a briefcase? Is it an arc reactor? Well, kinda. It's a box.
Of?
Parts that can build an energy plate and Iron Man reactor. But basically, it's a very nice wooden box with a light-up arc reactor.
I think we can pass that.
And I'm still like, wow, for $49.99, that wouldn't be bad. Oh, $400.
Whoa. And they're saying it's an authentic replica of something I have no memory of being in the movie.
Okay, good. It's not just me.
I don't remember it either.
I remember him playing around with the various metals and creating his element. I don't remember a very nice polished box.
No.
The only thing I remember similar to that is when Pepper framed the original one.
Yeah.
Which would have been very tempting.
Like in the bell jar thing or the glass thing. That was nice.
Proof that Tony Stark has a heart.
Yes.
But there is some cool stuff out there too. Maybe I'm just feeling a little bit of a sting because...
Is it because your wife's buying Guardians of the Galaxy stuff?
Well, that could be part of it. But your husband bought a Doctor Doom premium format figure.
Now, isn't this the second premium format Doom that they've done?
Yes, and the first one has been on my Holy Grail list for about 3 years. It was one of their earliest premium format figures. It was Doom sitting on a throne, and the exclusive edition comes with a chalice on a special stand. And if that ever shows up on eBay, the starting bid is usually around $2,500, and it sells for well above that.
Whoa.
So you understand why it's on my Holy Grail list and not on my shelf. So while this is the second time, it's 8 years later that they're offering a Doctor Doom, this is finally giving Doom fans who missed out on that exceedingly rare, expensive Doom a chance to get Doctor Doom in their collection. And he's totally different. I have absolutely no qualms about double dipping when the first one is, you know, Doom, he can be actiony, he has his scenes, but he's a planner, he's a thinker. So the first premium format of him sitting on his throne plotting works very well. Here they've gone actiony. He's kind of in a fighting pose, he's got that knee up in that tough guy thing, he's got his hands balled into a fist. In the exclusive edition, he even holds a ray gun.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, in true to form, I mean, Sideshow's done a great job sculpting this. There's little details in there that are cool. Like, there's chain link or chainmail gloves under his armor on his hands.
I like that. I also like the skin around his eyes in the mask. You can never really see that in the comic. They just draw black holes and some white pupils. But here, you get to really see what looks like it might be some disfigured skin. There's always been a question, how disfigured is he? Like, is he so vain, his disfigurement? Is he has a minor scratch on his cheek, but to him that needs this whole mask? Or is he like burned Freddy Krueger under there? And the eye skin here seems to go for the latter.
There's one particular pose here where the camera's kind of picking up the rivets a little differently. And it almost looks like a gimp mask. It looks like it's bedazzled around his mouth and eyes.
Oh, poor Dr. Doom. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Bring out the Doom.
Well, this was a surprise release from Sideshow. They just announced it 2 days before they put it up for order. And having wanted the other Doom for quite some time and not wanting to plunk down the $2,000 for the legendary scale Doom, which is very similar in detail and pose. Not exact, but similar.
So the real question is this enough to satiate that nagging hole? Do you still feel like that other Doom is something you have to have, or is this going to scratch that itch?
I'm not deleting the row off the Holy Grail list, but it's also not going to have the impetus that it had before. Does that make sense? If I ran across it for the right price in the right condition, hell yeah, I'd buy it still.
Nice. It's just taking down a few pegs.
Exactly. It removes the need. It also helps that the only other Fantastic Four premium format I have is a thing. If I had, like, the entire Fantastic Four and no Doom, that would be a bigger problem.
I don't get you sometimes.
But, you know, Sideshow then, I was so happy with that Doom. And then 1 week later, they like to beat people to the punch. They know that all of us podcasters and journalists are going to be at Comic-Con covering everything at once. So they do all their reveals beforehand and put it up for pre-order while people still have their money pre-trip. I mean, there's some wisdom to that. Nobody else is getting the spotlight they're getting right now. But I have to admit that I was at work and I got an email about a surprise pre-order from them. And my coworkers looked over and were wondering why my eyes had turned white and my shirt started to tear. And I was roaring. Why was I pissed off? Oh, wait, you mean they made another Hulk premium format figure?
They did. I can't believe it either.
It was about 1 year ago this week that we all sat around and looked at the Gladiator Hulk premium format figure, and while we all kind of joked that somebody who's not familiar with that Greg Pak story arc would think that that's an orc from World of Warcraft, I quietly bought it.
Of course.
This doesn't surprise anyone.
Well, in my very meager defense.
Really? There's a defense? Okay.
The original Hulk premium format was very expensive. The Scar Son of Hulk premium format is really expensive on the secondary market. While I'd rather have a regular Hulk, who knew they were going to do a Hulk dancing crew within the year? I thought it was my one chance to get a comic-based Hulk premium format.
Oh, so naive.
Four Hulks later, this comes out, and I'm like, you know, I cannot disparage this Hulk for its sculpt. It looks very nice. Mainly because it's the Hulk I ordered a year ago that's shipping this month with a different tiara, a different weaponry.
I don't think he's wearing a tiara.
He's wearing a tiara. You look at the picture.
It's a tiara.
It is Wonder Woman's tiara, I guess.
And different arm armor. But it's the same figure. They did a retool. They changed the hair piece. They changed the arm armor, but that's the same freaking sculpt. They are double dipping again. That is two Hulk sculpts for five premium formats for a, if you bought all five, $3,000 in a year.
Yikes. I gotta tell you, I'm not loving the face on this one. Are you saying this is the same face, or does this just look weird because of the hair and the tiara change?
The snarl and the lines are the same. It does have a bit of a different feel because the last one had that Roman helmet on and this one has the headband.
You're right. The hair with the tiara just makes him feel like an 80s jazzercise instructor is pissed off.
Yeah, with the headband?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that face. And not just because of the reasons Justin mentioned.
I love the detail. I mean, if you look at their detail shots, what they've done with the axe and the weathering and the sword and the armor, I'm going to say if they hadn't released Gladiator Hulk a year ago and they put both of these out on the same day, I honestly, because of that silver arm, might have gone tiara wearing King Hulk over Trojan headdress wearing Gladiator Hulk.
So you're kind of regretting the first purchase because you didn't know another purchase is coming along.
Yes.
Okay.
And what I want to be very clear on something here. I'm not saying that one day Justin might not come over and find this in my collection. I'm not saying that.
I'm sure that Justin has come over and find a lot of in your collection, Arnie.
What I am saying is no, I will not support this. I'm not saying that 10 years from now, I might not find this really cheap somewhere and pick it up because it's a nice sculpt, but I'm done supporting repaints of $600 figures.
He's not going to stand for it, Justin.
I hope not. At $600, that's quite a brave stance, but I'm with you.
Now, again, I'm not saying that if they did a White Storm, oh, by the way, the edition size has been announced. It's 250, that I might not change my tune. Exclusivity is a motivator. But right now, I feel that Sideshow is doing a leave no collector's money on the table kind of deal. And that's not cool. You know, the thing about collectibles is they should be collectible. And I'm cool with Hasbro taking a single buck and repainting it infinitely and calling it a figure. I like that because it's $12, $10. I'm okay with Hot Toys doing a few kit bashes and repaints if it's movie accurate, because Hot Toys is worth it, and that's still about 200, sometimes 300. This, I don't know where I draw that line between 300 and 600, but it's somewhere in there.
I've known you for 14 years, and I still don't know where you draw the line.
I don't know. Don't you feel like this is them giving Hulk fans a choice rather than expecting Hulk fans to be complete on this sculpt?
If they were giving Hulk fans a choice, wouldn't they have done both at once versus putting one up a year ago, which is still available right now for pre-order? Not order. It hasn't shipped. Pre-order. This is kind of like, oh, you like this one better? It's a shame you bought the last one.
Well, why don't you just cancel your pre-order and bite that $30 or whatever?
That would be $60.
Okay.
Yeah, I could. And I understand they're not putting a gun to anybody's head.
That would be a whole new level of collecting. Let's not go there. You're going to buy this, damn it!
Let's not give them ideas. I think they might take it.
Yeah.
I understand it's a collectible, it's a luxury item. I just feel like they should do more sculpting for $600. When I see a brand new sculpt and a brand new pose and an amazing piece, I'm like, wow, you guys are artisans. You're not just artists, you're artisans. I'm giving you that extra freaking syllable. You're so good. And you guys get it because you bring iconic versions or fan-love versions of characters. And man, I want to support you. But when now they take the same thing and they just do it slightly different, I feel it cheapens the original one. I feel like Gladiator Hulk is less special with King Hulk out there.
I feel like this whole conversation needs hashtag first world problems.
No, I definitely hear what you're saying, Arnie. It definitely comes down to opinion. But to me, this new one, the King Hulk, feels like a cheaper version of, to my eye, the cooler looking Gladiator Hulk. Like, I feel like the Gladiator Hulk comes with more stuff. You know, he comes with that shield and the helmet. I mean, you can almost see how this happened. It was like they had this Hulk and they're like, you know, with a few modifications, we can get a whole nother version of Hulk out of this. Should we do it? Like, yeah, why not? Let's try it.
The worst part is I don't regret my purchase because in the mail this week, I got this giant box. Now, I knew I had to prepare for the apocalypse, but I didn't realize this box would be this 3.5-foot giant crate sat on my doorstep. I took it upstairs. This thing was a pain to unbox, a pain to assemble, but a pain that hurt so good. The premium format Apocalypse that I saw last year at Comic-Con, ordered from my hotel room at Comic-Con because once I saw it, I knew I had to have it. And it arrived this week. That thing is big, bold, and amazing. If you're looking at our video podcast, I took a picture of a 6-inch. I mean, looking at the picture, you'd think I took a Marvel Infinite Series 3¾-inch. No, I took a 6-inch figure, put him on a stand, and then put him next to Apocalypse.
And he's still looking up at his knees. Wow. That thing is so big. Where are you going to put something like that?
The theater, the home theater.
Nice.
I have shelves that are set up just for premium formats at this point. So
we'll get around to reviewing that in a later show, but man, that looks just as cool as it did on the show floor last year.
Yeah, I mean, it is 30 inches tall. It is almost as big as the Galactus. And this is the type of thing they're doing with the Hulk. I mean, the Hulk is 28 inches tall. So, I mean, you open them and you see the detail and you see the craftsmanship and you're like, this is nice. But I'd be a little bit upset if they decided they wanted to do a repaint of Apocalypse.
And they might. No. Well, never say never.
Didn't he have an alternate color scheme in Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Well, everybody did. I don't know how many of those were made up. Guessing more than a few. What was the total shipping weight on that bad boy?
36 pounds.
Wow. That's like a 2.5-year-old.
That's very specific, Justin. No, I mean, I could nitpick this. There are a couple of paint lines that are not perfect, but it is so glorious a piece that I see that and it's like, I want more of these big comic book collectibles. I think they make amazing display pieces. I just wish Sideshow would show a little bit more damn ingenuity.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with other repaints and retools like Diamond Select. Give me more Hulks, guys. They came out with one that was a Disney Store exclusive that nobody saw coming.
And quite possibly, well, no, I was going to say nobody asked for, but I've seen the Hulk fans getting really excited about this one.
I ordered it the day it came out. A Savage Hulk. Hell, Hulk is one of my favorite characters. I bought 3 premium formats all in the same pose in the rainbow of colors. You give me a very early representation of the Savage Hulk with the torn shirt on him and the kind of Cro-Magnon brow. I was excited for this. He's not as cool, you know, as powerful, as modern as the previous ones they've done, but he's so retro and he's olive drab green.
Yeah, he is pea soup green. He must be really big. He barely fits in that bubble. And those Marvel Select bubbles are huge.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much of him is new tooling. I just got him in the mail. I need to do a side-by-side. It looks like they gave him some really weird feet, though, like E.T. feet.
Yeah, the promo picture they have, his one foot doesn't look like it wants to sit down on the base. It looks like he's kind of flexing his pinky toe.
He's got Fred Flintstone feet.
Even in the bubble, it looks like frog feet.
Yeah. It is weird. Yeah, his toes are spread apart. I have heard a few collectors complain that you can't have a Hulk figure without at least one hand being a fist. And both of these hands are open. And that is, I'd say that's kind of a valid complaint.
What's he wearing as a shirt?
It's Bruce Banner's shirt, but it's now way too small.
No. Was Bruce Banner wearing some sort of like spangly vest?
It's the picture. I have this in person. It just looks kind of white and dirty.
I love the idea that he grew so big and so fast that he ripped his shirt, but it stayed tucked into his pants.
Well, Hulk cares about appearances.
Yeah, Hulk must be presentable.
And I'm also very cool with repaints, though, coming from Kotobukiya with their Artifacts Plus line. You know, I've been raving about these figures. We reviewed in depth the Hulk and the Black Widow. Well, one of the things that they'd been teasing since last year's Comic-Con when this was revealed was the Marvel Now Iron Man in the black and gold. But I think they heard some feedback that it wasn't iconic enough. Now you get to choose. This is really giving collectors a choice because on the same day they put the black and gold up for pre-order, Kotobukiya announced and put up for pre-order the red and gold version. So you can choose which Iron Man you want or you can get both.
Yeah, and personally, I have yet to jump in on this line, but I don't know. If I had to choose, I think I would go with the black and gold one. And maybe that's just because we've been looking at it for close to a year now, and I've been used to it.
Well, I have a little theory, but I agree with you. I would go with the black and gold myself. Maybe it's because, you know, the boxes all have Adi Granov's original art on it. And from the very beginning, I've seen the black and gold one. And I've got quite a few red and gold Iron Mans. I don't have that many black and gold Iron Mans.
Right.
So I'm liking that. But I like that they're giving collectors that choice to get the iconic colors. Because while this is Adi Granov's art, all of them are iconic enough in appearance, with the exception of black and gold Iron Man, that if you weren't into the Marvel Now aesthetic, if you just liked the movies, all of those characters would fit except black and gold Iron Man.
True.
So while I think for us, because we're a little deeper into it, the black and gold really fits with this, I think that there's a lot of people out there who would like a Hulk and a Thor and a Cap and an Iron Man, and they'd like to recreate the Avengers, and this is what they'd want. Now, it's still kind of an extremis armor Iron Man. I mean, he's got the blue jets on him and things. It's the same sculpt as the black and gold. So they painted the jets where the jets would be. But I think it's a great company choice to, again, do that up front. Let you know. It's a $50 item if you decide to go for both. And I think it's the price why I'm not upset that they took the Hulk and painted him gray as a Comic-Con exclusive. Yes, let's get into the Comic-Con exclusives. Kotobukiya announced Gray Hulk, same sculpt as Green Hulk, but a very light gray.
Yeah, almost a sickly gray. Like, Hulk needs to be taking his vitamins.
Or Hulk perhaps has some sort of iron deficiency or ate some bad airline food.
To me, it's almost like Hulk is glow in the dark and this is the milky white. And if you turn him off, he'd glow green.
Well, I mean, it's very monochromatic. Like if you're looking at a picture without seeing his pants, I would almost think this is an unpainted prototype. But this is the exact opposite of what Arnie was just saying. You know, instead of having the iconic version of Hulk, which everybody likes and knows is the Green Hulk, now they're saying, hey, guys that are more deeper into it, how about Gray Hulk?
Now, I have gone ahead and pre-ordered this. This is limited to 2,000 pieces. The thing with the Artifacts Plus, only the exclusives really get a limited edition. And of those 2,000, 600 were put up for pre-order. I'm a bird in the hand kind of guy, so even though I'm going to be at Comic-Con, I decided to pay them $10 for shipping versus finding booth 5030, then carrying the box through the con, to the car, to the shipping center.
Very true. Very true.
But here's my theory now. We've got red and gold Iron Man, Gray Hulk. Could they maybe just have like an alternate Avengers team going? Could they do gray Black Widow outfit and or blonde Black Widow and take, I'm not quite sure what they could do for Thor or Cap, but it almost makes me wonder if they could do this because I'm looking at it now. I could take Gray Hulk and red Iron Man and display them separately and it's a kind of different thing.
Yeah. I mean, for somebody like me, I'm kind of looking at these trying to decide which way I would go. And I'm kind of glad they didn't do a red Hulk. And I'm guessing the reason they didn't is because Kodo's smart enough to know that you can't just repaint Green Hulk into Red Hulk without changing up the head. So you can do that with Gray Hulk. And they did that here. And that kind of leads me thinking, if I'm only going to get one, I'm probably going to get the green one.
Because it's Hulk's color.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. That's the iconic Hulk. And the thing I like about this, though, is it is just such a neutral pose. Yes, there is the Hulk fist. You got to have Hulk fist. But it's a nice neutral pose. He's not overly stylized. You could pose this figure two different ways and have it look a little bit different. I mean, you could just angle this figure two different ways on the shelf and it would look like two different figures. But yeah, I agree, Justin. My thought would be if I were only getting one, I would get Green Hulk. And if I was only getting one Iron Man, well, that I'd have a real hard decision to make, but probably black and gold.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess what we're saying bottom line is that they're doing exclusive or variant versions the right way, making them so even if they're a little bit harder to get, most collectors won't be too upset.
And then they're also doing two exclusive Bishojos for Comic-Con. The first, and can I get a little pat on the back here? Because I totally called this.
Right in the middle of the review of the original one.
I said, when they did the X-Force Bishojo Psylocke, I said, I could see them repainting this. What I didn't see is them repainting it in a very, very cool blue and adding psi effects to her sword.
Those are really nice.
That's a cool addition for sure.
Now, a limited number of her was available at Kodo's US store. As of this recording, they still are. So if you're not going to Comic-Con, you have a good chance of getting one, and that's one less line to stand in. The other one isn't from Kodo. It's going to be available at AFX's booth, and it's a repaint of one we don't even have yet, Spider-Woman, but now in metallic paint.
Oh, yeah. This is that one that we haven't even seen painted yet. Like, we were talking about her pose.
And it looks like she comes with two heads, masked and unmasked.
Right, the two faces.
Yeah.
And we did see her painted at New York Toy Fair. That was the first time we got to see her painted.
Right.
And it does pull away a little bit from the pose. And she has that great feature of the base is where you can put the extra head, the extra face. You can store it in there.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that's a great feature. As somebody who's investing heavily in Tupperware to put all my extra premium format and other parts in, that they're putting it in the base is great. I love the metallic paints on these statues, though. They did this with some of their old Phoenixes and things. I think the metallic paints pop, and I'm happy to be able to have one to display masked and one to display unmasked.
So is the metallic paint the only thing that's going to be exclusive to this figure?
Yeah.
Okay. If these pictures are to be believed, it's a serious metallic paint on her boots. Like, you can see the reflection of the base in the gold part of her boots.
Yeah, I really like what they do. Kodo, Bowen, when they get the metallic paints going, they really look good. They're very high gloss. I'm always a little bit more careful with them because I'm afraid that they might chip a little more. But man, does it look good. I mean, it's just striking. I don't think it's how her outfit would look because she's not wearing armor, but it really, really is eye-catching.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And while we're talking about San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, there's also the Toy Fair exclusive. I unfortunately don't know enough about the toy fairs that go on that Hot Toys visits across Europe and Asia, but there are several toy fairs where they have an exclusive, and they announced a Kit Bash new Mark 20 Iron Man hot toy that, like last year's Midas, we just have to wait here in the States to see if/when Sideshow offers it, but it's the Python.
Now, did we learn anything with the Midas armor last year, Arnie?
Oh, Justin.
Well, what I learned with Midas, I unlearned with Rose Hill. But yes, I think patience may be a virtue.
Yes.
I'm in my defense, the very day this was announced, Sideshow themselves said, hey, look, Toy Fair exclusive hot toys. There was a Predator, who cares, a Batman, whatever, and an Iron Man, yes. And they posted the photo and then said, more details coming soon. So that lets me know, maybe I have to wait till Christmas, but I think that they'll be getting the Python.
Yeah. Well, this one is a little bit cooler than the Midas. It has a little more contrast to it than that Midas armor did.
I actually didn't like it when he showed me the picture first, but I'm kind of coming around to it.
I'm liking the black and gold combination on this. You know, we were just talking. I don't have a lot of black and gold Iron Man. And this one, I love it that it's almost like a leather kind of look with some gold on at the accents. The fact that it was in the movie, blink and you miss it, but it was in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a modified version of the Mark 7 in places, especially those upper shoulders. But yeah, like, this one isn't necessarily calling out to me saying you have to have it. If it was a die-cast one, maybe.
So this one's not calling to you? Now, Marvel Toy News did a very nice breakdown of this. And yeah, they say it's the Mark 7 upper torso, the Heartbreaker legs, the Silver Centurion head, and then a total repaint across the board.
Oh, wow.
And they pointed out, I mean, he doesn't come with a ton of accessories, but I don't think he needs to. I mean, we're building a freaking house party protocol here. Give me a couple of hands, a couple of poses. He's got a couple of pop-up guns on those forearms like the Midas had. I think that I'm in love with the Python.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if you're all in, especially on the Iron Man Hot Toys, this is a good one to get, you know? But for someone like me who only picks and chooses, there's not enough here to make me think, ooh, I gotta have that one.
See, for me, a lot of it is color scheme. And even if I picked and chose the black and gold here, yes, there's not enough new accessories or functionality or articulation, but that color scheme, man, that color, it's just, compared to the Midas and the Silver Centurion that he's posed with, I think he's the baddest of the three.
For sure. I will say that.
But stay tuned, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or subscribe to our Sales to Astonish newsletter, and we will keep you abreast of when that's available. But now, I understand there's something about an email from Play Imaginative.
Did you get your Play Imaginative Iron Man yet? What was that? No? Okay.
But I did get an email from them.
What?
Yeah.
What did it say? I didn't get it.
You didn't get an email?
No.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it's kind of one of those good news, bad news type of things where it's like, hey, everybody pretend like we're excited about what we're about to talk about, but don't pay attention to what's happening after that. And it was basically announcing that they are now shipping their huge, what are they, bigger than 12-inch, 18-inch scale? War Machine Mark II, essentially. That is getting ready to ship. And when I say ship, I mean it's being put on a boat in China and should be in America at some time in the next month.
That's going to take about 8 weeks.
Right.
There's a dock strike.
After that process is completed, then they're going to start the production on the smaller ones.
Are you kidding?
So they haven't even started production yet on Iron Patriot.
Wow.
So they've given us the choice of continuing to wait or getting a refund.
I didn't even get that.
Yeah, it came from Yes Anime, not from Play Imaginative.
Okay, maybe I didn't know Yes Anime is who we bought it from.
Yeah, that's their American counterparts.
They're not really doing too well with their...
their customer service?
Yeah, customer service and just in general.
Yeah, but for me, I've waited this long. I'll continue to wait, but it's definitely not... It's not making me excited to wait, you know?
Yeah, especially after getting that kick-ass Iron Patriot we reviewed last show. It's like, wow, you guys... They literally missed the boat.
That's what that means. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll have a presence at Comic-Con here in a few weeks.
You can shake some shells.
Yeah. Maybe they'll have an updated prototype. Who knows? But, geez, they need to stop showing new products until they can get their first product out the door.
Yeah. Because I'm so hesitant to order anything else without having it in my hand.
Because I think we talked about it before, but I would be almost more than happy to plunk down the, I think it was $150-$200 for the 6-inch version of the heavy lifting armor. I really want to give you my money, guys, but if it's going to take 2 years from the time you show something to the time it comes out, I don't know if I can be that excited.
They've basically had our money interest-free for 2 years now, probably.
Very true.
My thinking is I was very interested in the 6-inch hammer drones and things, but yeah, it is hard. I am fine with a 12 to even 15 month wait on certain products, but once you hit the 18 to 24 month mark, by the time you get it, so much new stuff has come out and technology has just improved. And it's like, by the time you get it, you just care slightly less.
Exactly. I mean, at least it is the iconic Iron Patriot I'm waiting for. You know, we've been, what, a year and a half since that movie's come out, and I still dig that armor. My love for that armor is not fading. But imagine if it was something like that was more spur of the moment that I was digging at the time. You know, I definitely probably would have got my money back then.
Yeah. Hey, at least they're giving you the option. So if you had that impulse purchase and you changed your mind.
Very true. They should. The third option should be, hey, thanks for waiting. Here's $25 towards another purchase in the future.
Yes, that is exactly it.
So maybe we'll talk. Maybe we'll shake them down at the booth this year, Marjorie.
Yeah, I think so, because I'm getting a little ticked.
Here's something I'm going to say that's very nice in that email. If you request a refund, they will reach back out to you when specific information on the figure you pre-ordered is released and give you a chance again to place an order. So you guys who pre-ordered in exchange for free shipping, and you prepaid. I mean, if you pre-ordered and they didn't take any of your money, well, who cares, right? But you guys...
I paid!
paid because they were offering free shipping for prepayment, they will give you your money back and still let you order. Now, you may have to pay shipping again, but you could get your money back and they'll reach out to you and you still get a chance to get the figure. I agree. It's only a $100 item, so maybe a $10 gift certificate would have been a nice little boon.
Yeah, something. You needed something that says, hi, we're not totally f***ing you.
Right.
But did you see the other piece? From here on out, Play Imaginative will only furnish info on their current release and limited info for the next figure on deck. It's not the all-encompassing updated release schedule we were hoping for, but we'll at least have reliable info and know now what we can reasonably expect.
In other words, we got way too excited and threw up all over the living room floor.
Yes.
And now we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to throw them up one at a time.
I gotta say, I'm excited still for it. I really loved their quarter scale stuff we saw at San Diego last year. But man, every time I look at it and then see the price tag of $600 to $800, I just can't pull that trigger.
Yeah.
Well, finally this week, to end on a couple of happy notes.
Justin, I found something that you need at Think Geek.
What's that?
A Deadpool figural mug. So it's Deadpool's head and it's a coffee mug.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
I love the description. Holds 14 ounces safely, 16 ounces unsafely.
Hey, wait, I've seen a Deadpool mug before, and this isn't the one that I've seen. This one actually kind of looks like a sad clown.
It's a standard Deadpool face. This is the Deadpool, like, when usually he has something sticking out of his head.
Yeah, but hold on. Check this out. Here's the Deadpool mug that we need.
Oh, that one's grody with the skin around the head.
Ooh, I like that one.
See, that one. Look, this one looks like it's sculpted to be Deadpool. That other one looks like it just could have been a head shape that they painted to look like Deadpool's mask.
Yeah.
So sorry to one-up on you in the mug, Marjorie, but...
That's okay.
Well, forget both of you, because now that you've pointed me in that direction, Justin, I'm looking at all of the Backstage Pass mugs, and I think I need a big horny mug for the morning with Loki. Could you imagine drinking from a cup that could actually put out both your eyes at once?
I really think that this might be dangerous, because somewhere along the line, you're going to poke something. It would keep the dogs out of your coffee, though.
It is funny, though, because, Justin, it's weird that you mentioned that Deadpool. I came within a hair's breadth of ordering the Venom just because the coffee handle is his tongue.
Nice. Yeah, we should have a mug off. Who can ever find the craziest mug from Marvel?
Can anything beat that MODOK that Think Geek did?
No, that thing is awesome.
But it's hand washed, so I never use it.
Here's a cool Carnage one, too.
Yeah, I've sent you guys down the rabbit hole.
Yes, you did. You started the bad trend.
I have a coffee mug problem.
What's funny is it looks like both the mugs, the Sad Clown mug and the Grody mug, are both by Backstage Pass, and they're both available at Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah, one's version 1 and one's version 2, and version 2 is the one that seems to be a little more sculpted.
So with that, I see somebody left us a moment of zen.
I did. I didn't know if you and Justin wanted to costume at Comic-Con this year, because we could get a whole Guardians of the Galaxy thing going if somebody wanted to be Groot with this handmade costume.
Oh, that's a little scary.
It's frightening because it looks like Samhain from Trick or Treat.
It looks like Samhain mated with a reindeer.
It's really frightening. It's a Groot head made out of corduroy fabric.
Oh, that's even a little bit kinky.
And it's $550.
Whoa.
But it does include the costume, too. So you get the headpiece, the arms, and the entire blue costume.
So weird.
It's incredibly weird.
Whoever made it decided to get a good old Guardians of the Galaxy uniform on, too, though. They went all out.
You get that with it, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, forget it. I'm buying it.
Are you going to Groot out at Comic-Con this year?
Not for $550. Maybe I'll go outside and grab some twigs and some bark and make something on the spot.
And with that, that is our show for this week. Hopefully, honestly, Marjorie, Justin, I hope to God you both feel better, because it's no fun being sick at Comic-Con. I've been sick at Comic-Con. Zach Oat from Diamond thought I was dying last year at New York Comic Con. He seemed genuinely worried about my well-being. It is not fun to be sick at a con.
No, you were miserable and you wouldn't listen to me. And finally, on the last day, you let me change our flights to an earlier flight so we could get you to the doctor.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm getting this all out of the way beforehand. But I've been paying for it for 3 weeks now, so it's starting to make me a little nervous.
Mine just started, so if it lasts 3 weeks, I should be good by Comic Con.
There you go.
But next week, we will be back. I will do an in-depth review of Gwen Stacy, and we will look at some new Marvel Infinite series, and that will be our last show. We're going to bring that out a day early. It'll be something you can listen to while in line at preview night. And if you're going to Comic-Con, look for us. Marjorie's going to have some swag that she's given out. We might be wearing Marvelicious Toys t-shirts, have all kinds of fun stuff going on. Say hi. We always love to meet people who listen to the show.
Find us on Twitter. We're Marvelicious Toys. But I will post a picture on Twitter of what I'm wearing so you can find me and get some cool stuff.
What do I get if I find you?
You get extra special stuff. I have something special for you.
Nice.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious Podcast video enhancement by Andrew, Daryl, Josh, and Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Photo editing by Curtis and Jeff. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2014, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
That reminds me of an old joke from Head of the Class where they had the ripped jeans and Arvid told some girl, you know, if you take up all those holes in your pants and add them together, I've seen you naked.
That's creepy.
Head of the Class. Wow.
He does like to throw Head of the Class references out all the time.
You know, the chubby guy from that show went on to be, his name is Dan Snyder. And he's like, he's got a whole kingdom of kid shows. Like every live action show on Nickelodeon is his.
Yeah, Kenan and Kel is one of his.
Yeah, like from there on, like every show, iCarly, all that. This dude's a billionaire from kids entertainment. Kudos to him.
It's different and new and fun. It's kind of like a new boyfriend or girlfriend. Plus, the trailers look awesome.
A, I should be worried when my wife's talking about the excitement of a new boyfriend or girlfriend. Well, all right, new boyfriend, at least. And B,
still nothing going on over there.
Want to say that again?
Yeah, still nothing going on over there.
Try three.
Quick drink. At Walmart, still nothing going on over there. It's just getting worse. This is ridiculous. There's still nothing going on over at Walmart.
Good enough.
I already said I'm sick.
But Do I also happen to need a Planet of the Apes cord dangler? Because I am reviewing Planet of the Apes over at NowPlayingPodcast.com. I might need Cornelius hanging from my headphones.
No, you don't.
Oh, I'm so glad you said headphones and not cord again.
Did I say cord too often?
No, just you would have had Cornelius hanging from your cord.
Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Not something that, I think you know me well enough, Justin, that I probably would not wear something Victorian.
Depends.
Yeah. She'd wear a Victorian Depends?
Yep. Those are made out of really uncomfortable copper.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys. I have no problem saying that as I'm the one with the voice.
I was about to give you a raspy version of it.